This is Voice Office Baby.
Good afternoon, everyone. Greetings from SBV. I am Dr. Hemachandar, Associate Professor in the Department of Nephrology, Mahatma Gandhi Medical College and Research Institute. End-stage renal disease is the 12th most common cause of mortality in the world. In India, currently there are 250,000 patients with end-stage renal disease undergoing some form of renal replacement therapy. Due to the increase in diabetic patients in India, the number of patients with end-stage renal disease requiring renal replacement therapy is expected to rise exponentially in the near future. The living kidney transplantation program in India has evolved in the past 5 decades and is currently the second largest program in total numbers after the United States. However, there is huge unmet need among patients with end-stage renal failure in India. For example, it is estimated that 250,000 people require kidney transplantation in India, but only approximately 8,000 kidney transplantations are performed at 350 kidney transplant centers in India. Of these, 90% come from living donors and 10% from deceased donors. In India, each year, an estimated 137,572 people die in road traffic accidents, and about 50 to 70% of them die due to head injury, from whom organs can be harvested. The deceased donor transplantation rate in India is now 0.34 per million population, among the lowest in the world. The total organ donation shortage of the country can be met with if even 5 to 10% of the victims involved in fatal accidents serve as organ donors. The challenges for a successful deceased donor transplantation program in India include an interplay of socio-cultural factors, beliefs and superstitions, lack of communication and organizational support, and the negative views by the media. Several initiatives have been taken to increase deceased organ donation both by the government and the other stakeholders. To facilitate and regulate the organ transplantation in India, Government of India has passed an act named as Transplantation of Human Organs Act in the year 1994. The act stipulates the regulatory authority both at the center and each states to regulate the transplantation surgeries across the state. The act clearly defines brainstem death, thereby opening a new era in the field of transplantation in India, leading to multifold increase in deceased donor organ transplantation in India. The Act inhibits any form of transaction in organ transplantation. As per the amendments to it in 2011, it has been made mandatory for the hospitals to diagnose and certify brain death. There is a provision of required request available to the intensive care doctors to ask for organ donation in the event of brain death. The key to the success of this program is early identification followed by certification and maintenance of potential donors in the intensive care units. Though donation after cardiac death is permissible under law, due to logistic issues, it has not been performed widely and is still in nascent stage in India. Thank you.
This is Voice Office Baby.